I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This was the sound that drove almost 13,000 people out of their homes this week in Zamboanga City, Philippines. Now it's the sound that's greeting residents of nearby Lamataan of Basilan Province. Muslim rebels have both cities under siege. The military's been responding, and the firefights have been fierce. The Edge Radio Network ministers in this area through their local affiliate in Sibugay. Edge Network General Manager and Missionary Mike Medlin says the station's doing everything they can to stay on the air, providing critical updates to their listeners.
We heard from our team earlier today, and you could really begin to sense their anxiety. They had just received a report from local officials that their community could be a fallback location for the MNLF. And right now they're still on the air, but they could be forced to evacuate if the situation continues to worsen.
Please continue to pray for peace. There are now 12 confirmed dead and 21 injuries. And the Spirit of God is moving in Tajikistan, and it's through an unexpected group. Kids. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says 2.6 million Tajiks are between the ages of 5 and 16.
We're talking about a lot of young people to be reached with an alternative to Sunni Muslim people groups in that part of the world.
This summer, their School Without Walls program shared Christ with over 8,000 young people. Youth learn from their peers that there's more to Christianity than just going to church and praying.
To be a Christian is to confess your sins to Jesus Christ, accept Him, and follow Him, and obey His commandments.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.